Commander in Chief Radio.
Do it.
Is on the air.
Do it.
Members of Congress, I have the high privilege and the distinct honor of presenting to you the President of the United States.
Commander in Chief Radio is on the air.
I'm George W. Bush, and I approve this message.
We're conscious of.
Commander in Chief Radio is on the air.
Your enemy is not surrounding your country. Your enemy is ruling your country. Do it. Do it. Not to brag.
This is George W. Bush, the President of the United States.
Commander in Chief Radio is
George W. Bush.
Do it.
I'm a war president. I make decisions here in the Oval Office in foreign policy matters with war on my mind.
Let's roll. I think there's a very strong possibility that George W. Bush may go down in history as the worst president we've ever had. Like the worst.
And, you know, it'll take time to restore chaos, but we will.
Let's roll. Do it. Do it.
Fudge the numbers.
Do it. Do it. Do it.
This is George W. Bush, the president.
Our greatest security is found in the relentless pursuit of these cold-blooded killers. The front of the new war is here in America. We're fighting a war against evil.
One policy that your administration hasn't necessarily agreed on with many African countries is the question of Iraq and the war in Iraq. Can you give us a sense of how close the administration feels you are to finding those weapons of mass destruction and banned weapons?
Oh, sure, yeah. There's no doubt in my mind he had a weapons program. He used them. Remember, he was the guy that gassed his own people? Those are weapons of mass destruction. He used them as his own people. No doubt. It'll be a matter of time. Let me talk about Iraq, and I appreciate you bringing it up. If I think something needs to be done to enhance the security of the American people, I'll do it. See, that's my most important job, is to protect the security of America. Secondly, I believe in freedom for people. And I suffer when I hear the stories of what took place inside of Iraq. The mass graves that have been discovered, the torture chambers, the jails for children. And the Iraqi people are going to benefit mightily from the actions of the United States and a lot of other nations, because they'll be free. Now, we've been there for about 90 days. And, you know, the world says that, you know, we expect democracy to have occurred yesterday. It's going to take a while for a free, democratic Iraq to evolve, but it's going to happen. And history will show you or the skeptics, that we are absolutely correct in our assessment of Mr. Saddam Hussein. The speech that I gave was cleared by the CIA. And, the thing that's important to realize is that we're constantly gathering data. Subsequent to the peace speech, the CIA had some doubts. But when they talked about the speech, when they looked at the speech, it was clear. Otherwise, I wouldn't have put it in the speech. I'm not interested in talking about intelligence unless it's cleared by the CIA.
We now go to CCNN, the Christmas Coup News Network. After appearing on Arab television, Al Jazeera is giving the soon-to-be former president of the United States of America, George W. Bush, his own reality TV show. It will be taped at his second home in Riyadh, Saudi Arabia. Baby Bush will regale his Arab audience with tales of how he got the Bin Laden family out of the United States after September 11th. Another special feature will be Bush Bud's review of movies. His first review will be Michael Moore's new film, Fahrenheit 9/11. He's expected to give it two missiles up. The soon-to-be former president has declared that Iraq will have a new flag and he will rename the liberated Iraq Chalabiland. Coming out this Sunday, the number one nonfiction book in the new Iraqi Times book review is The Geneva Convention with a bullet. Iraqi people are handing out the books to American soldiers at checkpoints and prisons.
Some might call this a good record. I call it a good start.
Never send a monster to do the work of an evil scientist. Now be a cooperative little body and let me have your brain.
Sorry, Doc, but I need what little I've got.
Good evening. We stand tonight before a new world of chaos.
The war goes on.
Our enemies have become our partners. Right here at home.
A period of rising tension. Test cell phone switch to arm light on.
We can consider the facts of the United States. Ongoing defiance of the world.
You personally believe that?
Television is not the truth.
God gave this land to me.
There are extremists in all parts of the Middle East who want to kill that peace process.
So you listen to me. Listen to me.
Make no mistake.
It is a very difficult environment.
The corruption.
We must have an economy that grows fast enough to employ a brutal dictator.
United States of America.
With a history of reckless aggression, with ties to terrorism.
That would have been wrong.
With great potential wealth.
A wise and true American.
And the truth is,
America has gone from a sense of invulnerability to an awareness of peril.
There's a lot wrong with America.
Assassinations, suicides,
terrorist, larceny,
gunfire,
bad bombers,
explosions,
right here at home.
chaos and destruction.
She's television generation. We learn life from Bugs Bunny.
We stand tonight.
Made the whole body a weapon.
Breaking the law.
Our enemies have become our partners.
Well, maybe we bit off more than we could chew.
Right here at home.
It is critically important.
Televised.
Do you personally believe that?
We will do it.
Rockets fire.
We will do it.
Was it the right thing to do?
Man, I hope you know what you're doing.
Because as Americans, we can do no less. Our enemies have become our partners.
Mr. President, are you satisfied?
Well, I'm saying that's
American
what I did.
Military operation ignition.
But there's nothing illegal about that.
Lift off.
Do not attempt controlling transmission. There is nothing wrong. We are controlling your television set.
Commander-in-Chief Radio.
Do it.
Is on the air.
Do it.
I'm George W. Bush, and I approve this message.
Fuzzy math. It's fuzzy math. Fuzzy math. I'm practicing fuzzy math. A lot of times we need to fudge the numbers and not tell the truth. For diplomacy to be effective, lies must be credible.
The best way to win an election is deliberate deception. Same thing happened in 2000. George Bush lost, and I know that.
But let me just tell you what the facts are. After my plan is in place, the wealthiest Americans won't pay any tax at all. I came to this office to serve corporate America. We must pass problems on to others. Now is the time to give corporations the people's money. And President George W. Bush will damn the consequences. What I care about is money. I want that corporate soft money. More money. I also want to get some federal money. Federal money. Your money. More money. More money is needed, and I spend more money. It's money that my administration has borrowed, loading up IOUs for future generations. And you know what? We have spent the surplus. I mean, the idea is it's time to bust this economy. Let's get it done once and for all. Fuzzy math. It's fuzzy math. Fuzzy math. I'm practicing fuzzy math. A lot of times we need to fudge the numbers and not tell the truth. For diplomacy to be effective, lies must be credible. I urge Congress to join me in advancing fraud by weakening standards and accountability. We will continue to produce corporate scandals. I'm against working people. And tonight I also announce exports of jobs are on the rise. I came to this office to serve corporate America. We must pass problems on to others. Now is the time to give corporations the people's money. And President George W. Bush will damn the consequences. So I signed a law that's going to hurt our economy. We will take defensive measures against progress and pluralism to help wealthy people get ahead. With unemployment rising, yet it's not growing fast enough. And Congress must provide the funds to punish every worker in America. In my view, it's the riskiest of all options. After my plan is in place, all poor seniors will pay a higher percentage of taxes. We've got an economy that's not as unfair as it should be. In my mind, there is no doubt. My plan is a drag on our economy. I want to empower the wealthiest Americans because they want a better rate of return. And the poorest of Americans must be responsible. Much of our job growth will be found in the American military. But its goal is making money. Members of Congress, Vice President Cheney, as we gather tonight, we constitute an axis of evil. I came to this office to serve corporate America. We must pass problems on to others. Now is the time to give corporations the people's money. And President George W. Bush will damn the consequences. Fuzzy math. It's fuzzy math. It's fuzzy math. I'm practicing fuzzy math. A lot of times we need to fudge the numbers and not tell the truth. For diplomacy to be effective, lies must be credible.
Dying.
Praise the Lord and pass the ammunition. Praise the Lord and pass the ammunition.
Tonight I want to take a few minutes to discuss a grave threat to peace. It arises directly from within my administration and its drive toward an arsenal of terror. The instruments of mass death and destruction. We have every reason to assume the worst. We have billions of dollars in illegal oil revenues to fund more weapons purchases, allow terrorists access to new weapons and new resources, and make blackmail a permanent feature. We will act with the full power of the United States military to use biological or chemical or a nuclear weapon. The United States would betray the purpose of its founding and resign itself to a future of fear. That is the America I know. That is the America I serve, to live in fear.
Citizens, good evening. For a generation leading up to September the 11th, 2001, history has taken a different turn. America and a broad coalition, a collection of killers, possessed and used weapons of mass destruction in many places. They want to shake the will of the civilized world. We're sending a clear message. Our military commanders in Iraq advise me, we have carried the fight to the enemy, reclaiming Iraq for tyranny. At the center of the Middle East and elsewhere is appropriate to their mission. We are staying on the offensive with a series of precise strikes against enemy targets, such as electricity and water, roads and medical clinics. There is more at work in these attacks than blind rage, which have shown America's character to the world. And the Iraqi people can know that our soldiers are hunting for them. In all these roles, we will do what is necessary to engage the enemy where he lives. America has done this kind of work before. We committed years and resources to this cause. For the Middle East and the world, we accept the duties of our generation. Now and in the future, this violence is directed against anyone in Iraq who stands for decency, who stands for freedom and order, who represent the compassion and generosity of the world, and freedom and progress of the civilized world. And this nation takes great pride. And that is the cause of all mankind. From the outset, our strategy in Iraq has three objectives: torturers and mass graves and secret police. Our strategy in Iraq will require new resources. We will spend what is necessary. In the past, terrorists and their radical allies attacked innocent people in the Middle East and beyond. And we are accelerating the training of more. This undertaking is difficult and costly, yet worthy of our country and critical to our security. And for America, we are encouraging the orderly transfer of sovereignty and authority after decades of oppression and mismanagement. The same trends are evident in the South. They are starved for freedom and opportunity. Our enemies understand this. They are invited by the perception of weakness. We will run from a challenge. And I want each of them to know this work continues. Your country thanks you, and your country supports you. Thank you, and may God continue to bless America.
Tonight, the president addressing the nation moments ago with a progress report on Iraq. Wanting to go back to what he called a time of weakness.
And you've been listening to Commander and Chief Radio, Volume 5, Restoring Chaos in 2004. Commander and Chief Radio is a program committed to seeking and finding some of the most imaginative presidential audio mixes, collage, and music found on the internet and elsewhere. And folks, I got to tell you, there's a lot. Especially on one George W. Bush. Makes one wonder, why? Why are there hours and hours and hours of these mixes? One would wonder if maybe, just maybe, George W. Bush is the most hated president in world history. Yes, one would wonder. Many would wonder. On this program, we heard Polly Mixon, I believe, with their track The Civilized World. We also heard the Department of Corrections with Praise GW, The Bots with Fuzzy Math, go to www.thebots.net. Cat 5 did Military Operations off the War, If It Feels Good, Do It, hip-hop compilation, I believe from Hip Hop Slam Records. The CCCP, Christmas Coup Comedy Players, with from WBAI. With the CCNN News, Scott Wamsley with Cowboy Diplomacy, and of course Ministry with No W off the Rock Against Bush Fat Records compilation release. Remember Ministry? Ministry back in Pappy Bush's time in the early 90s with their NWO. Well, it's No W now. Commander-in-Chief Radio is a production of Pop Defect Radio, the soundtrack of the resistance, with yours truly, Skidmark Bob. And I'd like to take this time to send special props out to John Anderson of the DIYmedia.net for hosting the Truthful Translations page, where most of these mixes come from. So check it out. Go to www.diymedia.net. Click on the Truthful Translations page. You'll find all sorts of G.W. Bush mixes, even a Skidmark Bob Mega Mix page. Thank you, John Anderson. Donate to DIY Media today. Also, special props out to Scooter of the www.axisofevil.org. Also on KPFT Houston, Scooter, for some of the most ingenious, imaginative audio collage I've ever heard in my life. For archives of Commander-in-Chief Radio, visit DIYmedia.net, www.radio4all, that's radio the number 4all.net, and www.santacruz.indymedia.org. And we got time for a couple more tracks here, I believe. We'll be listening, actually, I think we're listening to right now, The Atom Project with GWB, and I'm not sure who the artist is, but the track is called Empire is Falling. And again, thank you for listening to Commander-in-Chief Radio. My name is Skidmark Bob, Commander-in-Chief Radio, production of Pop Defect Radio, the soundtrack of the resistance. Thank you for listening.
Nightmare. is over. Our long national nightmare is over.
I do have a compelling reason to consider running for president. I want the 21st century to be one of prosperity with a purpose.
Morning, everybody. I want to say a few words and answer a couple of questions. First, Ambassador Bremer and General Abizaid have been briefing the Secretary of Defense and my national security team, General Myers, about the situation in Iraq. I repeat myself that the Iraqi people aren't interested in their children going to schools. Don't really care about the nature of the health care they get. Don't want to live in freedom. Aren't pleased with the fact that the electricity is coming back online. Aren't happy about the fact that we want to make sure that the constraints on the Iraqi people are. The people have got to understand, the Iraqi people have got to understand that we are willing to kill anybody, innocent Iraqis. That's what they've got to understand. I think they do understand that. That's what the ambassador and the general were briefing me on. The vast majority of Iraqis want to live in a peaceful, free world. And we will find these people, and we will bring them to justice. All right, this government is determined to try to create fear and chaos. And what we're determined in this administration is not to be intimidated by freedom-loving Iraqis. That's why we're working hard to get more terror. That's why we're working hard to build up fear and chaos. And that's why we're working hard to help ferret these people out before they create the conditions of freedom. And a peace, free, and secure Iraq in the midst of the Middle East will have enormous historical impact.
So we will be patient and determined and unified. America will continue working with the United Nations and our coalition partners to finish the work we have begun. So we have attacked diplomats and embassies, relief workers, and the United Nations headquarters in Baghdad. All symbols of the international effort to help the Iraqi people.
Thank you all.
Sorry, well, okay, one more question. Sympathetic soul here.
Can you tell us who the director of staff turned over the highly classified intelligence documents of the 9/11 Commission so far been unsuccessfully seen, even in our presidential Navy briefings?
Yeah, those are very sensitive documents, and my attorney, Al Gonzalez, is working with Chairman Kane.
Okay.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Bye.
Thank you all.
Got jet lag?
A message from the Crawford, Texas Chamber of Commerce. If you've packed up and left, headed east, headed west, to seek fortune and fame in a much bigger game, we'll still welcome you back. Yes, you're on the right track. If you feel most alive on Farm Road 185, yes, if you're idolized, won a Pulitzer Prize and a Nobel or two, we're still waiting for you. Yes, if you're a big star in NASA or NASCAR, politics or the arts, come on back to these parts. Wouldn't you love a chance to kick back at the ranch with some regular folks, with some pretzels and coke, for a full year or two? No one bothering you, doing just what you please. No jet flights overseas. If you put in your term as the head of a firm like FedEx or Fannie Mae, U.S. Steel or the USA, leave the media glare, getting treated unfair. You and God will be one, neath the hot Texas sun. The empire's falling, but Crawford is calling.